This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're tuned into Money Control. While change is the only constant, Money Control too is making some changes. I'm sure you'd be glad to know Morning Walk down Dalal Street is now being rebranded as Early on D Street. Similarly, we have Evening Walk down Dalal Street, which we are now going to call Taking Stock. And our Stock Picks podcast is going to be rebranded as Hot Stocks. Stay tuned for more.
Hello and welcome to Taking Stock. My name is Shudha Dhananda and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Thursday, that is 17th of October. Well, to start with, I'll say it was a terrific Thursday on D Street. And why I say that is because, you know, Sensex managed to climb 39,000. In fact, it took 17 sessions for the index to add around about 1,000 points. And the Nifty is also back above 11,500 levels for the first time since September 27th. Now, let's also look at the final tally on D Street. In fact, Sensex rose 453 points to close at 39,052. While the Nifty 50 ended 122 points higher at 11,586. In fact, it closed just a shade below 11,600 levels. Now, talking about particularly about investors' wealth, in fact, investors' wealth in terms of average market capitalization on the BSE rose by 1.59 lakh crores on Thursday to ₹147.90 lakh crores compared to 146.31 lakh crores seen on Wednesday. Now, what were the big news which actually led to the up move in Indian markets on Thursday? Well, definitely global cues helped bulls to climb crucial levels on Thursday. In fact, which has now opened door for the index to climb towards 11,700 levels. Now, the government's intention to provide further physical stimulus in the future as per the needs of the economy lifted the market sentiment. In fact, easing trade tensions and positive development on Brexit provided further boost to the market. Now, experts say that risk-taking ability is improving in the market with optimism over a recovery in the economy led by stimulus, festive demand, good monsoon and lower interest rate. The good point, or in fact, the prime reason which really led to the rally was definitely the Brexit deal. And not just it didn't help just the market to climb above crucial resistance level, but also boosted sentiment in the auto stocks. More specifically, if you look at the tenure from September 20th, when Sensex was trading around about 38,000, and now it is back above 39,000, more than 30 stocks rose 10 to 50%. In fact, which include names like Adani Green, General Insurance, Siemens, Whirlpool of India, NMDC, Bandhan Bank, and Biocon. So if you look at the list, list of stocks which have actually moved from, moved in that period of, or in that tenure, it's more like, it's more of small cap and mid cap stocks, which really led the rally in that space. Apart from that, in the auto stock space, Brexit news has actually led a helping hand to Tata Motors as well as Motherson Sumi as well. In fact, we spoke to Dr. V.K. Vijayakumar of Geojit Financial Services, and he said that two major concerns for the global economy have been the trade skirmishes between U.S. and China and a no-deal Brexit. Now, early indications are that a Brexit deal has been done. This augurs well for the global economy as well as for Indian markets as well. Now, if the US-China trade deal also happens, that will be a good news for the global economy. Since markets are oversold, this can lift spirits in the market, he unquotes. Now, technical experts are of the view that risk-taking ability is improving in the market with optimism over a recovery in the economy led by stimulus, festive demand, as well as good monsoon. In fact, some of them feel that there's a higher chance that we could actually touch record highs in this calendar year itself. Now, cementing the sentiments as well as hopes, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that investors can find no better place in the world than India that has a democracy-loving and capitalist-respecting environment. This, she said in an interaction session at the IMF headquarters. So that actually also led to some bit of a positive sentiment on D Street. And if you look at the buying activity that we have seen in the last three or four trading sessions, FIIs have been net buyers and they have poured in more than 2,000 crores in Indian equity markets since October 11th. That's what provisional data has suggested. Now, let's also look at the sectors which made or which were in news in today's trading session. Well, sectorally, auto index rose 2.9% thanks to the Brexit deal, followed by consumer discretionary, which added 1.8%, and the banking stocks, which rose 1.59%. Now, on the broader market front, mid-cap index was up 1.7%, followed by the small-cap index, which gained 0.89%. Now, volume spike. Now, this is an important indicator. Volume spike along with stocks which are seeing long build-up include names like TVS Motor, Motherson Sumi, Eicher Motors, and Tata Motors. So you can distinctly see that most of the auto stocks saw a major volume spike in today's trading session. Apart from that, blue chip stocks saw a rise in delivery percentage, which include names like ITC, HDFC, L&T, and Reliance Industries, among others. Top Nifty gainers include Tata Motors, India Bulls Housing Finance, and Yes Bank, which were up more than 10%. And top Nifty losers were TCS, Grasim Industries, and Vedanta. Let's also quickly look at stocks which were in focus. Tata Motors rallied more than 10% after media reports suggested that EU and United Kingdom have reached a deal on Brexit as it moved uncertainty. Now, this is essentially positive for Tata Motors as fears of a no-deal Brexit were looming, which would have led to adverse impact on JLR UK operations. In fact, Motherson Sumi also rose by a little over 9% after the news. Now, next stock that we have on the list is India Bulls Housing Finance. Now, after three consecutive sessions of losses, India Bulls jumped about 14% on today after CRISIL reaffirmed its long-term, short-term rating. Now, Bajaj Consumer Care surged around about 11% after its promoter offloaded stake through an open market transaction. Apart from that, Bajaj Auto also extended gains and settled 2.96%, only 3% higher, as the company is set to making a comeback in the scooter segment with the launch of its all-new electric Chetak. And the last stock that we have on the list is Eicher Motors. In fact, it rallied more than 6% after global brokerage firm, that is UBS, upgraded its rating on the stock to buy from sell earlier and raised the target price to 23,000, citing likely volume growth in the second half of the financial year. Now, let's come to technical, how Nifty is placed technically. Now, that's an important parameter as to how one can trade in tomorrow's trading session or how one should trade in tomorrow's trading session. Well, in terms of technicality or in terms of candlestick charts, Nifty made a strong bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it took support near its 5 days exponential moving averages and then bounced back, which has been, if you look at the 5 days EMA, now this has been acting as a crucial bit of support for the index for the last four trading sessions. So that is definitely a positive sign. Now, three levels to watch out for on Friday would be 11,439. Now, this is the intraday low formed in today's trading session. So that'll be an important support for Friday, followed by 11,599. That's your intraday high. And definitely the crucial bit of resistance is placed at 11,695 and 11,700 levels. Now, for the time being, traders are advised to create fresh long positions in the index with a stop below 11,430 on closing basis and look for an initial target place around about 11,800. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. It is not the time to go short at this point in time, because there are no triggers which suggest that the market could reverse from here. But yes, given the fact that we are already trading near crucial resistance level, some bit of profit booking can be expected. But at this point in time, no one is expecting the trend to reverse from here. The immediate resistance would be placed around 11,700 levels. Some of the experts have been suggesting that if in case we are able to break above 11,700, it will open the room for the Nifty to rally towards 12,000 levels and make a fresh new high in this calendar year itself. Thanks a lot for tuning into Taking Stock, and I'll see you in another market cap on Friday.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, independent equity analysis, exclusive trading recommendations, and actionable investment ideas to subscribers. In the great Diwali discount offer, you can get access to Money Control Pro for as little as 289 rupees for a year. Use code Diwali. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.